amounts, but we will keep you updated if we start getting a little more. Hopefully we get some more. Linda Franzen joins us this morning from the Cottonwood County Historical Society, and your hair didn't even get wet in today.
You know, I didn't feel much coming in this morning. I don't know if it is sprinkling right now, but it sure looks promising.
Well, it did sprinkle a little bit. I think the forecast officially is saying off and on through
all day.
The day.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's happening this morning?
Well, we have our annual meeting coming up on Sunday, November 6th. That's actually our 121st annual meeting. That sounds like a big number for us.
I need to stop you there. Uh-huh. When I walked in, because you had an open house,
this
morning.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front of the building, the date plate is 1998,
that's correct.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
So how... Where
does that date come from?
Well, that date's from the building.
Correct.
But where's the 120 years come from?
Well, we were the Old Settlers Association.
Okay.
So, and we started in 1901. So it was a long time ago.
Gotcha.
And they would actually meet at the old courthouse.
Ah, okay.
So not the one we have today, but the old one. And... So we have a wonderful picture of all these people in front of the old courthouse meeting for, I think it's the second year, 02, when the picture was taken.
Okay.
It's a great picture.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay.
I noticed that, and so I knew you had to be somewhere before that.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah, 1998 was when we did the building expansion.
Okay.
So that's how that number got on the building. But yeah, our annual meeting will be Sunday, November 6th from 2 to 4. And we have a wonderful speaker coming from the Twin Cities, Doug Ullman. He's been at the museum before. He's done talks on country schools of Minnesota, barns of Minnesota. I think we had him do one on the Civil War in the past. And, state parks, I think, was one of the last ones we had him do. And this time, it's one of his newer programs, They Chose Minnesota. So it's going to kind of focus on what drew people to the North Star State and stories and histories from the different immigrant groups that make Minnesota their home.
That should be a good program.
I think it should be. I think it's, I'm really looking forward to it. Doug is a really gifted storyteller and speaker, and he's also a great photographer. So his presentations are always very good.
And the annual meeting it's open for everybody.
Open to the public, yes. Uh-huh. We always say open to prospective members and, of course, our members as well. We provide also light refreshments after the meeting, and there's always door prizes. So come and enjoy the afternoon at the museum.
Absolutely. All right. So that's one event coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then we have the Festival of Trees that I always like to put a plug in. The Festival of Trees is always December 1st through the 23rd, and we always are looking for people to decorate trees in the Remick Gallery. And the decorating will take place this year the week of Thanksgiving, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So if you think your business or as an individual you'd like to do a tree, please contact the museum and reserve a spot.
It's always neat, and there's always some very uniquely decorated trees.
There
too.
Is, yep. And very creative.
Yes.
Always, too. So.
And it's a great way to get in the Christmas spirit
it
to
is.
Go walk around and look at all those trees.
It
I
is.
Know when our family comes to town, that's always one of the things we try to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun place to go during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So give the museum a call to, like I say, reserve your spot.
And there are still some spots open.
There is, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need to mention today?
Well, we have In January, we have our photo show coming up. Give it your best shot. And this year, the theme is Cottonwood County Celebrations. So taking pictures, of course, is always a fun thing to do. And celebrations is a unique theme or subject matter this time. So just be creative and see where it takes you.
Absolutely. And then those will end up being on display?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll open that exhibit the third Sunday in January, and that'll be our winter show. So you have till the second week of January to get your pictures in. And we always ask for 2 8x10s of one photo per person.
Very good. All right. Anything else we need to make sure and mention this morning?
I think that should do it. We got a new microfilm reader. You know, all the newspapers from the county are on microfilm, and we got a new reader that turns the microfilm into a nice digital image, so the print quality is much better than the old machine. So we're still learning the new system because it's more computer based now, but again, the end product is going to be worth the trial and error here that we're all experiencing at the beginning.
Yes. Do they get used a lot? Do people come in
yes.
and dig through the papers?
Oh yes, they do, and even a lot of the research requests that we get, whether it's for family history or some business history or. You know, someone had an accident at some point and they want to, you know, have the article. We're always going through the papers looking for something for someone. So, yeah, it's used a lot.
Very cool. Hours that the...
Hours, we're still Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and by appointment on Saturday.
Very good. Linda, thank you for coming
thank
in today.
Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning. It's 1016 at KDOM.
AM 1580, KDOM.